Alex Soth.
I've always been interested in typology. Within Sleeping by the Mississippi, there's a little thread, you know, something like the beds. You could set all those pictures aside and it's a typology. I did this project for the Cinémathèque Française, where they asked a number of photographers to do a project inspired by a film or filmmaker. And this was a commissioned body of work, a shorter piece. And I thought, this is a good opportunity for me just to do a typology. Just wanted to scratch that itch at a certain point. And so I was always taken with the filmmaker Wim Wenders. And for a number of films he did, one was Paris, Texas. Another film was called, the English translation was Kings of the Road. Kings of the Road was the story of these two men driving around East Germany in a van, and one's a cinema repairman. And the movie has a lot to do with the death of cinema. That movie, kind of combined with Paris, Texas, was my inspiration. And so I went to Texas to do this project, to photograph primarily former movie theaters in Texas. And kind of attached in this as a sort of a footnote was the movie The Last Picture Show, which, similar time frame as the Wenders movies, and also deals with the death of cinema. So I photographed former movie theaters, sometimes active movie theaters, and in one case, something I thought was a movie theater, but never was a movie theater. And it was this great kind of research project, and to sort of do something in that German typology style very quickly. As always, I wanted to make the process of the making of the pictures somehow part of the work. That Wenders movie, it's about these two guys driving around Germany. So unlike all my other projects where I worked alone, I decided to bring someone with me, a buddy. I wanted to make it a kind of a buddy movie. And the two of us kind of tackled all of Texas, which is enormous, looking for these theaters. And it was great fun. A lot of my work has to do with longing. In something like Sleeping by the Mississippi, it's this longing for this kind of boyish wanderlust. With Niagara, it's kind of for the era of my grandparents, of new love and all of that. And with the movie theaters, yeah, I guess there's a quality of like longing for when we had this the collective experience of cinema. And here, sort of in this grid, you can see the death of all of that. And in one case, you'll see a movie theater that's been turned into a video rental place, which is so telling and sad because we don't have that collective experience. And in fact, this was an element of the making of the work, why it was important to travel with another person, is sort of like sharing something with another person was part of it, and the longing for shared experience. It definitely stands out as a different way of working for me. But I think it's sort of impressive when seen as a whole. And this also is an example of work that's made less for the book. It's made more for the wall and for that experience of encountering the whole.